When I looked at the Nordic countries, one of the things I found, which was really fascinating to me, I included them because I wanted to go to a place where the same economic problems exist of youth unemployment, globalization, and competitive pressures. But the accordion family doesn't exist in the Nordic societies. Why not? And the answer is that government has stepped in to make it unnecessary. There is a huge transfer payment going to young adults for higher education, which is basically free, very generous unemployment benefits, even if you've barely been in the labor market at all, huge housing subsidies, a very big rental sector, so it's possible to move out without having to own a home. In many, many ways, the Nordic social democracies have underwritten youth independence. So does that mean they're home free and that's great, that's nirvana, that's where we should be headed? I was stunned to discover that there is this underlying grave discomfort in those countries about whether this has gone too far. Do we not need each other anymore? Have we loosened those bonds so much or inserted government where the family used to be to the point where, you know, maybe we're too disconnected? And I would ask my interviewees in Sweden and Denmark, why do you think people in Spain and Italy look so different? And they would answer, because they love each other more than we do. It just sent a chill down my spine. It was as if they were saying, our independence, one generation from another, which is made possible by these government benefits, has taken us to a point of emotional distance that maybe is more than we should have. Maybe economic interdependence and emotional relationships go together in ways that we didn't really recognize and we're not sure is completely healthy. And that really surprised me. I thought I was going to the place where the problem I was studying didn't exist, and I discovered another problem exists.